Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Today we will begin and complete Perek Dalet. It's a very short perek. It only has two Mishnahs. Bamet Tomnin, Bamet Ein Tomnin. With what are you permitted to do Hatmana? And with what are you prohibited to do Hatmana? Again, Hatmana is where you take a hot pot of food on Erev Shabbos, and you wrap it up with material that will retain the heat. That's permitted to do on Erev Shabbos. But you can't do it on Shabbos. And even on Erev Shabbos, you can only do it on things that retain the heat, not things that add the heat. Because if you use something that'll add to the heat, then we're afraid that you might start to cook on Shabbos. So, Bamet Tomin, Bamet Ein Tomin, with what kind of items can you use to do Atman on Erev Shabbos, and with what kind of items can you not use? So, Ein Tomin and Lobe Gefes, you cannot use Gefes. Gefes is the waste that comes out of olives and sesame seeds after you're done squeezing them. There's some kind of waste that comes out of it. So if you take this waste and you make some kind of conglomeration, you can't use it to do Atman on your pot. Veloba zevel, not with fertilizer, veloba melach, not with salt, veloba sid, not with lime, veloba chol, and not with sand. Because all of these things have the capability of adding heat to your pot, and that is prohibited even in Erev Shabbos, because come Shabbos, you may go ahead and, the example they bring over here is that you may go ahead and actually wrap it up with hot coals before Shabbos, because hot coals also add heat. And then on Shabbos, you may go ahead and then stoke those coals and do an Isser of Bishul. They actually call it remetz, it's eifrachan, like boiling hot ashes. So coals, yeah. So you can't use anything on Erev Shabbos that'll add heat, lest you end up using coals that add heat, and you'll stoke those on Shabbos. You only use things that do not add heat. And we'll see what the things are that don't add heat in a moment. So don't use gefes, don't use zevel, don't use melach, don't use sid, don't use chol. Bein lachem, bein yevashim. Whether these things are wet, whether things are dry. Next category. Lo b'tevin, you can't use straw. V'lo b'zugim, you can't use the waste that comes from grapes after you press it. That's what zugim is, like the grape peel. V'lo b'mochem, not with anything really soft, like cotton or an old garment. V'lo b'asavim, not with grasses. These four things you can't use bizman shem lachem when they're wet, because they will add heat. But avotonim behen kishehen yevashim, when they are dry, you could do atmana with them on Erev Shabbos. Because these, when they're dry, they won't add heat, and therefore it's only retaining the heat, and it's permitted on Erev Shabbos. Okay, now the last category. Tonin b'ksus, you can use a cloak to wrap up your pot. Or with peros, you have all this fruit that you stick together, and you wrap up your pot on it. Or b'kan fiona, with the wings of a dove, or really any kind of feathers, you could use it to wrap up your pot. Ubinisora shel harashim, the sawdust from a craftsman. Ubinisora shel pishton, or the splinters that come out from flax when you comb it. These items you could use to cover up a pot on Erev Shabbos, because these items do not add heat, they only retain the heat. Now, the Mishnah has the word daka here. It's kind of out of place, and most mefarshim do not goris it. They don't have this text, so we'll just skip it. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't use bedaka, these splinters that you get out from the flax when you comb it. He says, if they're small, you can't use them to do atman on Erev Shabbos, because it'll actually add heat. But if they're big, umata begasa, if they're big, splinters that come out from this flax, that you could use on Erev Shabbos, because that does not add heat. So on the ne'orishal pishton, the splinters that come out of the flax, Buddha differentiates and says if they're small, you can't use them. If they're big, you could use them. But the Tanakhama didn't differentiate. It sounds like you could use it no matter what. And that would conclude Mishnah Aleph. Moving right along, Mishnah Beis. Now we're going to discuss things that may be muktza, whether you like to use it for Atmana on Erev Shabbos or not. Tomnin bishlachin. You could do hatmana on shlachin. Shlachin is leather skins. You could use leather skins to wrap up your pot on Erev Shabbos to retain the heat. Umetalklin osanyan. You can move around these leather skins on Shabbos. Whether you did hatmana on them and whether you just didn't do hatmana on them, they're just sitting around. Because these things, you use it to sit, you use it to lay on it, use it as a throw on your couch, and therefore has multiple purposes. And it's not muktzah on Shabbos. And you could use it for hatmana, and it's not muktzah. Okay. Begizei tzemer. However, if you're going to use gizei tzemer is like a wool, if you're going to use wool, then you could use it to do atmana, but v'ei metatlan osan. When it comes Shabbos, it's prohibited to move the wool, because the wool is normally set aside for weaving and for sewing, and therefore you can't weave and sew on Shabbos, and the wool is muktza. So if you wrap up your pot with leather skins before Shabbos, so you can move those leather skins on Shabbos, it's not a problem. But if you wrap that up with wool, you can't move the wool because the wool is muktza. So the question is now, how do you get your pot out of it? So he says, Ketzad hu osa, what do? You have this pot sitting in this wool and wrapped up in wool, but the wool is muktza. How do you access your pot? So we say like this, notel esakiso, you can remove the lid from the pot, and whatever wool is on top of the lid, hey, notel, they fall down to the floor. This is called tiltel min hatzad. You're not moving the wool with your hands. You're picking up the pot and they just fall off on their own. And that is permitted. That's not considered real muktza. I mean, it's not considered that you're moving muktza because you're doing a tiltel min hatzad. You're picking up the lid and then they fall off on their own. Okay. And they say here that the kisa, the lid, does not become a bus, it's a base to the wool which is sitting on it, which normally, if it's a base to muktza, then the base is also prohibited to move. Here it doesn't become a base, because you only put it there because you wanted to cover up the pot. You didn't really want it to, you know, be supporting it. So therefore, it doesn't have the status of a base of a basis. Okay, what about the rest of the pot? How do you move the rest of the pot from this wrapping of wool? So now, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, kupa. You have, you know, your pot sitting in this box of wool. So how do you get your pot out? Mata al tida, hakupa b'shataman ba esakdeira mata osa al tida. You can take this box that has all this wool in it, and your pot sitting in it, and you could tilt the whole box on the side. Hakupa shataman ba esakdeira mata osa al tida. You have this pot sitting in a box full of wool. So tilt the whole box on its side. Venotel, then take out from the top shill whatever you need in order to feed your family. And then leave the rest of it still inside for your next meal. But don't remove the pot from the actual setup of the wool. So he says, just tilt it on its side, take out your food, and then leave it the way it is. Don't remove it entirely. Why? Lest you take the pot out entirely and you won't be able to return it. Why not? Because if you take the pot out entirely, then the wool, this is like that's set up alongside this box, may come falling down, you know, down to the ground. And then you're not going to be able to fix it. You're not going to move it around on Shabbos because it's muktza. So just leave the pot where it is. You could tilt the box that's holding the pot and has the wool around it to access your food. But don't take the pot out, because the moment you take the pot out, the wool may fall down and you can't reconstruct the wool because the wool is muktza. Okay. No, you can take the pot out. You can put the pot back in. Because the Chachamim say that we're not afraid that the wool is going to fall down and you're going to lose out on your structure here of the wool. So they say it's fine. Of course, if the wool did fall down, the Chachamim will say you can't put it back, because then you're going to have to move the wool. But otherwise, they're not concerned. So, yeah, imagine you have this, you know, cardboard box, and you have this wool lining in the box, and the pot sitting inside of it. So, what we're saying here is that Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, tilt the box on its side, take out your food, and then put it back. Because the moment you take out the pot, the wool may collapse, and then you won't be able to reconstruct it because it's muktza. The Chacham say they're not concerned. You can take it, you can take the pot out, put the pot back inside this box of wool, because they're not concerned the wool will fall. If the wool falls, yeah, then you can't reconstruct it, but they're not concerned about it, and therefore, you can take it and put it back as you please. Loki sohomi ba'odyom. If you didn't cover up your pot on Erev Shabbos, you've got to put the lid on. So now what do you do? Lo yichasenu mishetachshach. You cannot cover it up on Shabbos. Why? Fisha asu lithma b'Shabbos afilu b'davar she'enu mosavel. Because you can never cover up a pot on Shabbos, even if it won't add heat. Because you were afraid that you might find the pot which is cold, and you're going to want to boil it up. So if you have a pot, it can be very hot, and you forgot to put the lid on, you can never put the lid back on Shabbos, even if it doesn't add heat, lest you find a cold pot, and you're going to put a lid on it in order to warm it up. Kisahu, if you covered up the pot on Erev Shabbos, v'niskal, and then the lid fell off on Shabbos, so you removed it on Shabbos. So if it was removed on Shabbos, then mutar l'chasoso, you could put the lid back onto it on Shabbos. Shari mutar l'chasoso, like a deal, makam ha'atmana. Because just like you could put a pot back into the place where it had its hatmana, if you remove it from place of hatmana, you could put it back in the hatmana place. So too, if you had a lid on the pot and you removed it on Shabbos, you could put the lid back on Shabbos. Mamalias akiton, if you could fill up a pitcher of water, of cold water on Shabbos. If it knows in latachas akara, latachas akesas, you can put it under a pillow or under a blanket on Shabbos in order to keep the coldness. So here, this is something you're doing hatmana on Shabbos, but they permit it because you're only doing it to retain cold. You're not doing it to retain heat. To retain heat would be prohibited on Shabbos, but to retain cold is permitted on Shabbos. And that will conclude Mishnah Perek Daled.